Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh!
Your boy
Gustavo,
yo, what it do? What it do?
What's happening, baby?
And responsible behaviors, what it do?
And cooling, cooling, cooling. What's going on?
A lot of irresponsible stuff.
Shit, I've been fucking responsible, y'all. But you might have to change the name to responsible behavior, bro.
Whoa. You've been being responsible.
Yo, we might have to change the name to responsible behavior.
Kyle, what's going on, man? What'd you do responsible, bro?
Yo, I've been paying bills on time and shit. Everybody got their money. I don't owe nobody. Like, that shit crazy, yo.
Nah,
like,
you're gonna have to do something today. You know?
I gotta
fuck shit up, yo. Yeah, I was about to say, because it's not even you. Go fuck some shit up. Skip a bill.
I ain't had a drink in a fucking week.
Yeah, you acting real different.
Wait, hold on.
This gonna really judge it. Did you got the same dealing with the same chick and ain't no new chick?
Yo, I don't got no chicks, yo. I ain't focusing on nobody, yo. I don't got no chicks, yo. I don't know what you be talking. Unless I come over here talk about swinger party, I don't got no chicks, Gustavo. Yeah.
Yo, my bad, yo. You should have showed me what you showed me, yo. Because now I'm thinking you over there. What's that guy named that owned the mansion with all the chicks in it that passed?
Fuck it.
Hefner?
Playboy, nigga. Yeah, Hefner, yo.
Tired of Hefner.
I'm Baby Hugh. Baby Hugh.
Baby Hugh. Yo, that's who you is, yo. Baby Hugh over there, yo. You just got cornrows.
Yo, man, I'm about to cut this shit off, too. Fuck that. It's too much work.
No, whoever the girl whooped you up last time, yo, like, she did her thing.
I got the best stylist in Baltimore.
Yeah, yo, she nice. She can braid my hair. I'll fuck around and get my hair braided. How good she is.
Your shit, motherfucker, gonna come right out. You know you got that good hair. You got that good texture.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me not fuck my shit up.
Yo, I know these people gonna call me, yo. Like, as soon as we start,
they better not call you.
I mean, that's cool. I'm gonna just, we can put the bitches together. They ain't gonna take
my yeah.
Pay the bills and shit. I gotta pay my bills and shit.
Yeah, you ain't pay, yo. So hold on, you telling me you ain't do nothing irresponsible, bro.
Yo, you gonna have to come back to me, yo. I gotta think about it, yo. I really ain't been doing shit, yo. I ain't been drinking. Yeah, yo, what you do?
I went Christmas shopping. I'm supposed to be getting my son some more clothes. I saw a jacket on sale that I always wanted. The jacket original price is $227. I caught that shit on sale for $100. I wasn't gonna let that slide.
Okay,
yeah, I bought myself a coat. And deal. I was supposed to be buying my son some stuff, and I bought myself. It was always a money thing with me, my irresponsible.
Man, I don't.
It's always a money thing with me.
Just wait for it. I'ma have something before the week out.
Definitely
gonna
have something.
Cause payday, I'm going to fuck off. I hope I'm in a good city. hope I'm in a good city.
What day is payday?
Every other day. every other day.
So you ain't gotta go deep into it, yo. But how do the trucking? How do they pay you, yo? Like, how does that? Cause I know some people get paid by like loads, like if they go from state to state, like they go from Maryland to New Jersey, they say I'm gonna give you $500 or something like that.
I get paid by the loads.
By the loads.
Yeah, man.
Damn. So yeah, you getting that? Yeah.
I'm getting a couple of dollars, yo. Couple of dollars. Ain't nothing too much.
Yeah. You don't really want to say too much on here anyway.
I mean, bro, I just said it before, for real. I'm only in the upper hundreds for real. Lower hundreds. That ain't really no money, bro. A year coming to an end, bro. I probably clocked $115, $120 this year.
That's it.
That ain't a lot of money, bro. That ain't a lot of money.
Sound like a lot. The most I was grossing was like 50. I'm not even gonna lie. I grossed from 50 to 60,000 like 5 years in a row. 100% for sure, 3 years in a row. But I could have sworn that extra 2 years was there too.
So you gotta understand when you make more money and shit, you fucking guy.
Spend more money.
Yeah, you spend more money, your living change a little bit for what? Real. Like, you just live. I've been living a little different, for real. Like, my rent high. I got a better place.
See?
I ain't get no better car or nothing yet, for real, but.
See, that's why you got to build assets and get rid of all these liabilities. Build all these assets, yo. Like, I had them questions you was asking last time. Where your assets at?
Where's your assets? What's your 7 incomes, bro? I'm trying to fucking game mine. I was in here watching $1 million worth of game and shit. The little live show. So you don't want to win. You supposed to be down there at the show, motherfucking bump my shoulders, touching hands and shit.
You said $1 million down where?
Gilly and they down the sound stage.
Oh, they was coming. Yeah, they was. I saw it on tour date. Damn, Gilly. They came quick. Shit, God, man.
They down there tonight. Gilly Wildlow, Jess was down there. Nigga D Young was down there for real. I saw the somebody put it on live and sent it to me for real, bro. They talk some good shit. I'm trying to get like them. I'm trying to get what they paying $500,000 worth of taxes. I'm trying to get like that. I need a couple more rich, but yeah.
Shit, you on your way up there.
I'm shit, but hopefully sooner than later, my guy. Sooner than later.
Sooner than later, bro. It's right around the corner. It'll be right there. Hey, yo.
You know who I'm trying to hit? Yo, like, we on the same shit. Yo, I don't care, yo. Like, when I get some real money, yo, I'm going straight at Brittany Runner, yo. I don't care, yo. She bad.
You talking about the one that was talking to the football players?
Yeah. What? I'm trying. What?
Hey, yo, she was really in there. And the whole time, they probably just think. I think Deion probably on that. Deion saying he probably on that.
He probably did crack. He definitely cracked. He used a car.
Yeah, he probably.
No, but you know he married. You know, oh, he got that. He got that wife. He ain't messing that up. Not for no Brittany Renner, though. Not for no Brittany Renner.
Yeah, probably not for her. Probably not
He got enough hush money. He got enough hush money.
Yeah, I'm about to say. But then again, look at Tristan. What's his name? Tristan Thompson, the dude that just got caught. That used to mess with the Kim Kardashian sister.
Yeah, he stayed. He stayed getting caught.
Wow. He messing with the trainer. Now she about to put them all on blast.
Stay rocking shit.
These athletes, they not right. They right in a sport, but not in them. Not with the females. They all over the place.
Man, shit. I wish I had athlete money. Ah, damn.
Money, you definitely set for life.
I don't even get text back most of the time. I'm lying. They be texting me back fast.
That's why, yo. You know what's so crazy? That's speaking of money. That's why I don't, you know about that dude Joe Osteen, right?
Yeah, well, he had the motherfucker money in the
Yo, I don't trust him behind the toilet. Yo is getting like man. See, people preach all that word and stuff whole time. He really getting that money on the low, taking people. He talking about some money in envelopes. Yeah, that was the offerings.
Man, he trying to, what that was he's trying to get the insurance money. He trying to, because all his money is insured. So that $600,000 just became $1.2 because he had that money insured already. So he turned that and flipped that. He got that $600 back. He ain't know the plumber was going to find it. You saw the video with the guy. I think that was an old video, though, where he caught him and shit. He was like, hey, I'm with Joe Osteen. He like, hey, man, you know Jesus loves you. He like, yo, you're a piece of shit, right? You know Jesus loves you.
Jesus, that is exactly how you sound. That money in the wall, that really wasn't money.
That wasn't money. That was.
That wasn't.
That was for my side bitches.
Yo. Now, what if he do come out and just keep it real one day? Like, I got side bitches. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody got side bitches.
Who don't got side bitches? You call them sneaky links. I call them side bitches.
Yeah, Jesus loves side bitches.
Shoot, money don't mean that. Everybody getting divorced and everything. Look at Master P trying to get away from his wife. So awesome. Yeah, I'm certain.
Man, they've been single. They've been separated for a long ass time, though.
Yeah, but I guess somebody not signing those papers, or she must really be one Master P. Or
if I was Master P wife, I wouldn't sign that shit either. Fuck you, man.
Oh nah, it's something bigger than that. Well, it ain't bigger than that. But what you think about that situation with Lil Baby and Jada, yo? Yo, Jada cute, yo.
Who the fuck is Jada?
Yo,
Lil Baby. I thought you were talking about... Nah, you said you was right. I thought you were talking about Da Baby and Danny Lee.
Nah. They over it. I ain't gonna lie. He played, Then again, I don't know their whole topic because she might be crazy because she was giving me crazy vibes, but the way he went about it, I think he made her look crazy, but he made himself look just as toxic. So,
man,
but yeah. Lil Baby and Jada, they give me a different vibe because Lil Baby ain't really putting her on blast or disrespecting her. He basically just showing her like, yeah, I don't want to be with you no more.
Yeah, he would Quavo girl now.
Sweetie. Damn, why you gotta put it like that? Yo, that's not Quavo girl.
It is. That's Quavo girl. That's Quavo Betty.
Hey, yo, you see how men think, like, no matter what, yo, we gonna look at that as Quavo chick, yo. Like, we not even gonna call her sweetie. We're like, who Lil Baby mess with? Quavo X.
That's Quavo girl, bro. That's Quavo girl.
That's crazy, hey, yo.
I'm ready to get the fuck off, yo. This shit's some bullshit.
They still got you on the plantation, yo.
Yeah, kinda, sorta. I don't really do shit, bro. Like, so I be chilling. I work like 5 hours a day, so I don't even know why I be complaining.
we just complain, cause I ain't gonna lie. When I go work my little 9 to 5, I just do it just to put some money in my pocket, and sometimes we don't even be doing that. But I believe, like, I was did a whole bunch in that one day.
Nah.
Let's see if I can't go hit that against Beyonce.
They talk about putting Beyonce and Mariah. You heard about putting Beyonce and Mariah Carey against each other? They crazy.
I mean, she could probably see you on the. That's the only person they got for Beyonce or Mariah Carey. That's the.
But come on, yo.
That's
Beyonce
the top two, like an all time.
Beyonce,
Mariah got Elvis money. Like let's be real now.
Yeah, no,
Mariah
she do.
Mariah has more money than Beyonce.
Yeah, she do alone.
Yes,
Beyonce
by herself.
I'm about to say Beyonce is a billionaire with Jay-Z combined.
Yes, Mariah is a billionaire by herself. By herself, just probably off the Christmas song. Like she probably a billionaire just off of that.
She getting $1 million. Every Christmas, she get $1 million every Christmas,
bro. That's, just over that she song. Get more than that. She get more than that.
Well, yeah, she get more than that. But at least that's the lowest. That's the lowest. It's not going under $1 million. So she guaranteed. So when Christmas comes, all I want for she getting that. She probably can't even sing the song no more live.
She terrible. Have you seen her last fucking live performance? They gonna put her dumb ass up on a Christmas junk again, bro. She gonna be sounding shitty. Talking about her motherfucker, she got laryngitis or something. Bitch, you got tonsillitis or something. Nick fucked up your motherfucker vocal cords.
Hey, yo, Nick straight this. Nick. Yo, Nick, he's smart, though. I like how he knocked up real quick. He got that out of there. Go ahead.
I would have, too.
Nick was like, yo, let me go ahead and get this superstar up out of here. Got you.
That's how I got my baby mother.
Listen, right? So this is what I wanted to talk about when I told you earlier. I said I got something to talk about, right? And this is for the women. You know what I'm saying? I'm down there for the women. J-O. What up, J-O? J-O, what it is? What's going on?
What it is, bro? What it is?
Chilling. Hey, yo, you hopped in while I was about to bring up this topic. I'm glad you in it because you could add to this as well, right? And this is an issue I have, yo. Do y'all feel as though when you break up with your baby mother that they can still talk to you the same way when y'all was in a relationship? And I mean as far as like talking to you as if like you gotta listen to them, like they got like they still like they have some type of control over you.
I feel like they just looking at your pockets, like you ain't got no money yet. So
hell no. Cause I got a little money cash. Yet.
When you get, you bust don't got
but
enough.
You know what? You know what? I ain't showing it, so she could be looking at it like that. But hell no,
you don't want to be like that nigga. What's that nigga name? PJ.
PJ. Well, we were just talking about Brittany Winter, bro. I told her, yo, like once I get a little bit of money, I'm banging shorty, yo. I don't care what happened. Okay, I'm hitting.
Well, I don't know too much about her other than she told that she said she went to college kids or something like that, or it's a brand new
shorty bag. I don't care.
Then she the one that trapped somebody? She trapped a football player or a basketball player, somebody like that.
That's what she said. No, she ain't trap them. What she said is easy to trap athletes because they dumb. And you can get the check off of them easy.
Oh, so she's smart then.
But she got a nice list. She got a nice list. She got like a superhead list of celebrities. She got a superhead list of celebrities.
Dang. So she on her shit then. She trying to work her way to stardom.
My baby mother be trying to dictate.
Dang. Yo, that's the only thing I would hate about being a celebrity, yo. It's just like I'm not having all of my that this world could just make up stuff and just not make up stuff, but just pop up with anything and talk bad about you and make a whole documentary about it.
I mean, we're living in the world of social media. What do you expect?
I know, but yo, how Hulu gonna make a whole documentary about Travis Scott Festival and call it the Fatal Music Festival?
Cause he probably making money out that shit to pay the motherfucking lawsuits that he about to get.
You know what? And if he is, he kind of smart.
Nah, they got some backlash too, bro, because when I was reading up on it, it was talking about they dropped the documentary like 3 days after the joint happened.
Damn. No, you ain't supposed to do that.
I mean, they shouldn't have dropped it anyway, but how you gonna drop something 3 days at, like, come on.
They said, bro, they was moving.
Yeah, that's crazy. Hot boy in that motherfucker. So he had a plan. That's Illuminati.
Yeah, he definitely had that plan. Rest in peace to that young little boy. The father had him in the crowd. You know, sorry about that.
Shout out to my man Nick, bro. Nick Cannon, bro. Lose his baby. I know that was hard. That was rough.
Nick Cannon. Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry about that, Nick.
Yo, what I hate is everybody be posting pictures and shit like with Nick Cannon, like, condolences. I'm like, yo, let that man. Why is y'all posting pictures of y'all with that? Yo, that, I hate that shit. Like, when people die and shit. All the yo, y'all clout chasing, yo. Like, god damn. Why? Now, what do him having a got to do with his baby passing, yo?
Bro, I hate that shit.
Famous, bro. I know Nick. I knew the baby. Like, yo, back, yo, chill out, yo, relax.
But
see,
no, but now this is the question to you. If you had a picture with him, would you have posted it?
No. Bro, I wouldn't. Oh, if you'll ask me to go whatever the fuck you talk about. I would.
I ain't gonna lie.
I'd be like, nah, I'm good.
And when T.I.
die,
I'm gonna repost that picture. Me and T.I.
All right, well, when Dave Chappelle die, I would repost that picture. That's gonna be the one. You don't got nobody. You got Nori. That's all you got.
Oh yeah, okay. You remember that Nori? I got a whole video with Nori. That's before he blew. Matter of fact, I need to post that and stunt real quick. Yeah, in Miami with Nori. Man, let me find that picture.
Oh, so you don't know how I work your own shit.
I know, yeah.
I'm about to buy a nigga social media managers for Christmas.
Nah, yo, I'm about to get all the pictures with the celebrities, cause you throw a picture up there with a celebrity, man, they look at you completely different. Like, oh, I ain't know you know Chris Brown. Yeah.
I had a whole bit about that, bro. When I was living in Baltimore, yeah. You could walk down the street and run into Jamie Foxx. Like, it's like,
yeah, that's LA for you.
But it's like, that's it. You know what I mean? People I did that with.
That's when, not I true.
When I first met Dave, I bet Dave was David Arnold and Chris Spencer same night.
Bro, I didn't even know who David Arnold was.
I know, I know who David Arnold is. I know who he is. I just found out about him last year during the pandemic.
Yeah, me too. When the Fat Ballerina came out, my baby mother was like, "Did you watch this?" And I was like, "All right, I watched it and shit." And I was like, "All right, cool, for real."
Now I'm gonna give him his flowers, bro, because a lot of people don't give him his flowers. That's why people don't know about him. But I'm gonna say 15 comedians that's on TV that's like people say, "Oh, they so great." They all on, like, they took his class.
Oh, he one of them guys?
Class? Yeah. I can literally name drop at least five comedians that's on tour right now and that's, like, big names that took his class.
He one of them comedy class guys, yo. I don't like that.
No. He been doing it for years, yo. He been doing it for years.
He been doing it for 25 years.
I know, yeah, but I'm not taking no fucking
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. I think the comedy class is corny, but I just want to take one to see if you can really learn from it. Like, if you can really, like, if it's gonna really get you nice. Like,
I took a comedy class. I took a class.
That shit ain't work for you.
No, I'm just saying.
Nah.
Oh, wait, so it's all. Wait, you took his class?
Nah, bro, I'm gonna tell you that.
All right, so never mind. Then. I thought it was gonna work.
Never mind. What I took his class for is they had somebody sign off on you. If
right.
You say, like, oh, yeah, I took David
Arnold
class, everybody would
have
made
one
know, like, oh, yeah, he
doesn't
even David,
he's
funny. Oh, he that guy.
Oh, you finessed it. Okay.
Because, you know, T-Ray got the little comedy college in Philadelphia and shit, for real.
Hey, yo, J.O., so, I mean, what did you take from it? Was it anything that you did learn, like, something that you, like?
Nah, I learned a lot. I learned a lot, but I also learned, like, how to break down a joke and how to really formulate the joke, and like it's bigger than just saying the joke. Like, I learned a lot from him just watching him perform and studying how to find the funny with nobody in the crowd at all.
Damn. So what's one gem? Because that's what I was really trying to get up out of you, but you weren't going into details.
You got to pay for the class, bro.
I know.
How much was the class?
That class ain't going to lie. It definitely was a couple dollars. But he got it down to the point that you could break it down in payments.
Oh, all right, that's cool. Okay, yeah, he wants money.
What, you in the car, J.O.? You're riding around East Atlanta.
I just left the show, bro. I just left the show.
Oh, you were, did you see my boo, Nima?
Yeah, I went up there to see K-Dub show.
Yo, I ain't gonna love Nima.
Bro, just in Atlanta so damn bad, boy.
Yo, shout out to Nima Cat. I'm about to put her on the show, bro. That's my baby right funny. There. Nima. I don't know. She cute.
She's a goddamn woman. Her hair's so goddamn bad and so beautiful. I'm talking about, like, when I went up there, the girl was, I was like, my name Carter. She was like Lil Wayne? I was like, oh yeah, she tried to get
the
tip.
Hey, yo.
I'd have been like, yeah, I'm his brother. I mean, you got the dreads. I'd have played that bitch all the way out. I'd have motherfucking ran that. I'd have ran that shit like some spades.
She was a model girl. She had got one of them leopard. She had a leopard little get up on with the tights on, booty just hanging out from the both sides. I was like, I was about to be up here sponsored.
Yo, she said that one thing to you, and you said, oh yeah, she's looking for a tip. I know what's up with you.
You already know. He that bitch buying bottles. He don't need drink. Jay?
Yo, how was the Atlanta party, yo? Because I saw it on your story.
No, it was straight. It was straight. It was one of them situations where, like, I ain't gonna lie, bro. They be taxing, like, for parking. Like, at 11 o'clock, they charging all my customers $40. Park.
Just a park? What? I mean, that's how Atlanta is, though. Like, I can't, yo, nigga. Like, that's why I don't even accept loads that go down there like that, bro. Cause you can't never fucking find no parking. Like, it's tight.
I ain't trying to do no spot if it ain't parking. I'm like, I could see $10, but he like, nah, it's 40 at the 11. I'm like, bro, people come to the club at 11.
Right. Yeah. Nah, they
get there early. Did that mess up like the attendance?
I mean, I feel like it hit some people that pulled up and was like, what's going on over there? Nigga said $40. Everybody like, oh, gotta go.
See?
I told y'all he should have went down that bitch. That was
it was straight. It was definitely like, it wasn't like a big move, but it was like, it was dances, it was moving, it was people pulled up, people had a good time. Like, I could throw another one in a, I know a pop, but it was, I really was just trying to fill a spot out.
Nah, when in Baltimore this Friday, gonna be lit.
I was going to the spot tonight to see what it looked like, because I'm trying to set something up for Martin Luther King weekend.
For what?
Martin Luther King weekend is like the next big holiday.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that shit gonna be lit down there.
Yo, if Martin would have known that his name being celebrated like this, he crazy, man. We throwing parties on you.
Bro.
Man, you already lit.
Atlanta throw parties for everything, nigga. Malcolm X got killed. We got a party tonight, free before 11. I'm like, God damn, what?
Nah, that's 100%, bro. I ain't gonna go to Atlanta. That's why I'm gonna go out, bro. Like, you could easily spend $100 in one day.
In one sitting?
In one venue, you can spend $100 in less than 2 hours.
Yo, because it's cost $40 to park.
But it's probably, but you probably have a lot of fun, though. You see, that's
if you got a chick with you, everybody smoke a hookah down here. So you want to get a hookah, then you want to drink, then you want to, if you were tipping a dancer, it's a lot of shit, bro.
But it sounds like it's fun, though. It sounds like it's fun. But
it's
you just
fucking
gotta pay to play.
Money,
You gotta pay to play in Atlanta.
But if you got $20, you ain't gonna have no.
So do you run into a lot of celebrities in Atlanta? Like it's because I heard Atlanta like how New York was and how LA is. You run into a lot of celebrities.
It's a black house.
It's really what you really. That's what I like about Atlanta because it's like whatever you want to get into. If you want to get into some gangster shit, you can go on some gangster shit. You can go down back and get.
Dying.
You want to get on some bougie shit? You can get into some bougie shit. If you want to get into some dancing. Dying your hair green type shit. Like, it's just a little bit of everything.
Nah, I ain't dying my hair not one bit in Atlanta.
I'm actually about to die. I'm about to dye my shit for real.
Wait, yo, don't do it yet, because I'm about
it's
to
not
dye
gonna
mine.
Be it's not gonna be like a, I ain't gonna do the whole shit. I'ma just do a little bit. I seen this hard ass design and shit I'm about to get. That shit gonna be tough.
Nah, it was a special guest. K-Dub had a special guest tonight. You know, I ain't gonna lie, I was already thinking about leaving, so I couldn't even really think about what his name was. I was just like, when he go up, I'm gonna go out.
Oh, so K-Dub, he hosted.
Yeah, that's his spot.
He had some funny shit, though. He had some funny.
I heard.
Did you see, was Nima funny?
She was straight, but right, it was cool. Like, they, I ain't gonna lie, they did some regular Baltimore shit. They started late. I already ate my wings by then.
Right, you ready to go to sleep and shit. I just... Yeah, I'm ready to go.
J.O. got me on that paying attention to everything when you go to a spot, because I'd have been in there pointing everything like, okay, she late, the DJ late, okay. K-Dub only did like 10 minutes, got tired, wanted to get something to eat. Ain't nobody rock out first.
Do he do it every week?
He do it every week, but it was just like... He showed
up
late.
Damn. See?
I don't think they really value the shit like that. That's what it is.
See, I put all them on.
Because it's so many fucking, it's so much going on down there. Yeah, bitch. He like, probably coming from a party. Like, I had to stop by this party real quick.
Like, Cats is like the spot right now. Everybody, like Ronnie Craig and all them, they going on Cats right now. Cats is like the hot spot right now.
Damn, Atlanta really jumping like that.
Yeah, you ain't noticed?
Like, I mean, I know it's jumping,
but I ain't like, I'm gonna keep it right. I ain't never been to Atlanta. I just didn't want to announce it because I didn't want to feel like I've left out. But yeah, I ain't never been there. I drove past there.
Bro, anytime you want.
Oh, matter of fact, I've been there before.
You said that every time. You ain't been.
No, you're right. That wasn't Atlanta. Damn.
You gotta fly down, bro. You know,
yeah.
Shit.
You went to Savannah.
No, I went to Georgia. I was in Georgia, but I didn't go to the Atlanta. I didn't go to the city.
Yeah, yo was up Stone Mountain and shit. That's not the same.
No, it was still lit. Where it was black people where we was at. It was lit. But
it's black people in all of fucking Georgia. They go like,
the only thing I don't understand, bro, about Atlanta clubs and like Atlanta is people like
Different. Georgia, I mean, but they gun laws cool though.
Yeah, like,
you have you're not gonna get locked up for the gun, but you're gonna get locked up for the weed.
Yeah, that's weird. Like, I'm like, we on the street. And like, my homegirl told me, she was like, in a certain county's broken down out here. She got locked up for one blunt. And her little, the little drawer on the car. They locked up for like 6 months for it.
For a bad week? God damn.
Bro, in a certain county, you're in a different laws.
Yeah, Marietta. My brother live in Marietta for real. That's where I be staying at when I go down there. So that's like 20 minutes from like downtown Atlanta. I mean, depending on traffic. If it's traffic, that should take an hour and a fucking half. That's the only thing I don't like about Atlanta. The traffic is a bitch. But no, he caught a DUI one day. But this, yo, the shit was crazy. We got so drunk and shit. Like, he caught a DUI the next, yo still was drunk the next day. Yo caught it.
What?
Fuck with me. Fucking irresponsible behavior, bro. Nigga, we got so drunk the night before. Yo caught a DUI the
next morning. Damn. That's some shit right there. Like, nigga, you got it the next day. You ain't get it the day. You was really fucked up. You got to go with the hangover.
Yeah, we was partying. That motherfucker. Every time I go down, that motherfucker. It's the shit.
Yeah, you gonna have, I ain't gonna lie, John. You gonna have shit. You gonna have definitely have some fun.
No, I believe it. It just sounds like you gotta have that money on you because you're gonna be spending a lot. That's what it sounds like.
It depends on how you wanna act. It depends how you try to act. Slick
talking shit.
You gotta go down there with me, yo. You gotta go down there with me. I'll be paying a whole bunch of nothing.
You gotta know how to talk your shit, bro. For real. Like, you can't be, you know what I'm saying? Just.
You can't be like green.
Just don't know what the hell's going on.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Makes sense.
You ever been to Vegas?
Nah.
You gotta get to Vegas,
bro.
I'm gonna fly you out to Vegas, bro, for a party. I got some shit that I got going on out of Vegas.
Yeah, let me know. I've been everywhere, Jamaica, all at Miami, and everywhere, but Vegas and Atlanta, but everybody talk about the most.
You might be on a buddy pass, though. Just relax. Might have
to
wait around for a little minute.
Right. Might miss a few flights.
But you going to get on. You going to get on, though.
I'm about to go out. I want to go out there in February. March.
I'm supposed to be going to Vegas with my homegirl. She want to go to Vegas.
I'm trying to go, like, while it's still cold over the East Coast. You feel me? But it's not too hot over there. Like, I don't like Vegas in the summer. But Vegas in the summer be lit because all the fucking pool parties. They got a little topless pool party. That shit be lit, bro.
Where the topless pool party at? I always miss that.
Bro, I forget the club. I know. I gotta ask my fucking homeboy, yo, because there's so many fucking. You know, there's so many fucking pools. It's like a pool on every fucking hotel shit.
Yeah.
I forget what hotel that shit was, bro. I was drunk. I definitely was drunk.
I went there. What's that? I forgot the spot. It was called. But I ain't gonna lie. Like, I remember my first time, bro. My Vegas story. Doom, doom, doom. Let me tell you, this shit was crazy. I was my first time, young, wild, and I got to Vegas, bro. With my homeboy, he Chinese. Me, him, and 2-3 other niggas I work with. Bro, I was so turned up, and I had that West Baltimore shit in me, bro. This when the Avenue was so hot, bro. I mean, that bitch Avenue went it up.
Yo, no.
Bro, I got so drunk, bro. I had my black shades on. They wouldn't let me. I got to the front. The security like, do you know where you at? I said, hey, I'm in Vegas. He said, what club? I said, Vegas.
Fucking me.
My whole boy, that's career, bro. He was like, he grabbed my shirt. He started shaking me. He said, you gotta wake up, Jordan. Wake up.
Dying. Wish he was dying. He was passed
out. I was so lit, bro. I was so happy to be somewhere.
Bro, the first time I went to Vegas, I went with my baby mother and her brother and his girlfriend, bro.
I got them
so fucked up, yo. Like, we were supposed to go out to Aria that night. I think Trey Songz was in town or whatever. Yo, I got them so fucked up, bro. Everybody went to sleep. Like, I was the only one up. Like, and it was like 8 o'clock at night. Like, yo, everybody was fucked up by like 5 o'clock, yo. Niggas we went out to eat. I got them more fucked up. They went to sleep. I'm out in a casino. I'm jugging out that motherfucker for real. I won like 10 stacks the first time I went out to Vegas and shit.
Damn.
I lost like $150. I was hot,
boy.
I was walking through the casino like I was Tupac.
Like, you was about to
face
somebody.
I was hot, boy.
Yeah, if I go to Vegas, I need to start planning that trip now. If I go to Vegas, it's a wrap.
I'm telling you, go to Vegas, you definitely have a time of your life.
Bro, I'm about to start going out that bitch like every other month, bro. Like, Vegas is my fucking favorite city, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, my favorite party city? Yeah, Vegas, bro. I like Vegas over Miami any day.
Me too. Yeah. But you can't have, like you said, you bring your home girl. That's cool. You can't really be like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna go out there with my girl. It's different, bro, when you go out there with your girl.
I mean, I had fun, though. I had fun with my baby mother, though.
I'm saying, like, if you go out there with your man, you can really wild out.
Oh yeah, the second time I went, I lost $2,000 and but it was a hotel full of bitches and shit got crazy. Shit got a little crazy, bro. And there's some bad bitches out there too, bro. Some bad.
Nah, I believe
bro, they got the best hook.
But I don't think brothers. Nobody mess with Miami chicks. Them Spanish chicks and Cuban chicks in Miami ain't nobody.
Nigga, they in Vegas too. They in Vegas trying to get paid.
Oh, they in Vegas.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I got hit with like that. My first time in Vegas, I went to the club, and I ain't gonna lie, I'm rapping this, giving this chick the best game ever, bro. I'm telling her everything. How cute she is, beautiful she is, gorgeous she is. Right before we about to leave, she's like,
that was everything?
Working, right? I'm working. I just bought you all these drinks. What you working for? Like...
They turned into Drake. You don't got T-Pain and shit. You don't got dance no more.
Right.
A lot of all them bitches trying to get fucking chose out that motherfucker, bro. Unless you see like a group of homegirls, I stick at a group of homegirls for real. Cause they not tricking. But everybody else out that bitch be tricking.
No, majority of them be tricking out there.
That's capped though a little bit though, bro, because I remember being in Atlanta where I stayed at the Pyramid joint. Boy, I ain't gonna lie, they had like, I don't know what it was, but they was huddled up like a basketball team.
I mean, I ain't say they ain't want no couple of dollars. I'm just saying they ain't really tricking, you feel? Like they ain't working. Like, no, it's bitches that move out that motherfucker the trick.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Nah, I can
believe that's the tricking capital of the world.
The tricking capital of the world, Craig.
The tricking capital of the world.
Memphis.
Yeah, I think it's Dominican Republic.
Dominican. Nah, but Dominican, I wouldn't even call it. Because they definitely trick you.
But they be cheap. They be affordable down there.
Yeah, and they look. But see, the thing about Dominican Republic where they throw you off is because them girls be so beautiful. You be looking at them. You be wanting to talk to them like, yo, sweetheart, do you know you beautiful? Like, do you know that? You know you got to. You ain't got to do this.
Are you good? My one of my mechanics back in Baltimore, that's what he keeps talking about. Well, old niggas are so funny, bro. The nigga like, yeah, you know I'm going back. Another 2 months. I'm like, bro, you got a wife. What are you doing?
Are you married? Nah, they definitely, them old heads definitely be on their shit when it comes to them. Cause some of them to be like, they be like, yo, she mine. Like, she mine. They go back for the same girl. Like, no, when I go back, she come to me.
That nigga was so serious about that shit, bro. When I was talking to him, he like, I'm trying to show him the car, like, on my car, underneath my hood. He like, yeah, boy, like, you ain't got to worry about none of that when you go to Dominican. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Well, like, I ain't got to worry about none of that.
He like, yeah, I got one right now. I be, you know, nailing him with it. She be texting me back and forth all day. I'm like, how you doing this with your wife?
Bro, they affordable down there. Another place, Mexico, Tijuana. They got this street. It's like the red light district, basically like Baltimore Street, but they call it sucky fucky. They call it sucky fucky, bro. You can go down that bitch and find the baddest bitch and fuck her for like $10.
Sucky fucky. That's probably exactly how they say it too.
Sucky fucky.
You want some sucky fucky?
Suck it,
no, you grow down the sucky fucky right here, papa.
Yeah, sucky fucky. They got them brothels. I want to go to Brazil for that. I want to go to a brothel in Brazil.
Yeah, Brazil cool, but they be robbing people down there. So
yeah, they do.
You just got to tread lightly because they not even a poor country. That's the crazy thing about it. I don't know how they be robbing people. They not even no poor country.
But nigga, how? I know how.
No, I don't know why.
Kick that shit out, nigga.
I don't know.
You American? I be like, no.
Ty, what city you in?
You know American?
I'm in motherfucking Denver, Colorado.
You stay in Denver, bro.
You know, that's this motherfucking spot out here, y'all.
That's my spot.
Probably not that. I got Madison. I don't know if y'all like seen the city or not.
Yeah, bro, the city beautiful. Downtown, yeah, definitely.
There's a spot I got. I used to do downtown called the Myra's. That joint is nice. It's like a art gallery.
Oh, hell yeah, I seen the city, bro. Why you think I be out here so much? If anybody needs something, let me know.
Oh, yeah.
Let me know. Yeah. Let me know.
Yo, what a plug out there.
Yeah, I stay out this motherfucker, bro. I stay out. But as soon as it get too cold or it starts snowing and shit, I'm going down south. It's nice out here now. It's like 65.
Yeah, I saw it because you was on that video earlier. Oh, you saw light in the background. Looked it beautiful. I'm like, what the fuck? Say, where the fuck he at? That's, yo, hold up. Time out.
Yeah. And we I over love here. Colorado, bro. It's the most beautiful city in America to me. Yeah, that in Utah.
Nah,
you, I just say Niagara is more beautiful than Denver.
No, I said Utah.
No, I'm asking you. I know you said Niagara Falls. I'm saying, like,
I mean, Niagara Falls, they just got the fucking waterfall. At the everything else, it's like, it's slummy up that bitch. That's Buffalo. It's fucking slummy and shit out that motherfucker. That's all Buffalo got is fucking Niagara.
They just showed a harbor.
Right. Now, Niagara Falls is beautiful. Don't get me wrong. But no, like Colorado, like every fucking way you turn is just like beauty. It's like mountains right there. Oh shit, snow caps and mountains over there. Oh shit, you see all the women out here in shape for real, bro. I swear, I only seen like two fat people that's like actually live in Colorado, like from Colorado. Like, it's nobody, everybody in shape out this motherfucker.
Man, Colorado just seemed like a spot where you ain't even gonna know where to go.
Nah, you know, I know where to go. You'll find a way. Downtown Denver, bro, is awesome, yo. They downtown crazy.
Yeah,
built like New York City for real.
That and Pittsburgh. But I actually took a liking to DC. Like, I think DC is lit.
DC is lit.
I think DC is where it's at. Like, I'm on DC now.
J.O. phone must have died. Your girl must be trying to check your phone.
Somebody in the back. I heard a voice in the background. Something like,
your mother.
I think it's his girl, either his girl or his mother, but he did.
What's your girl took your phone for a second, yeah.
Oh, yeah. My girl locked me out of the house. Yeah. Talking about she was outside smoking on the patio. What are you doing?
Yeah. Yo, I had a call. Like, what are you doing? Open the door.
Yeah,
she locked the chain lock.
You gotta check on her.
I had to goddamn call her, goddamn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good, yo. She ain't doing nothing, yo. She love you, yo.
She outside smoking. That's what she out there for.
Oh, she outside getting big high.
Right. I'm like,
nah, that's love right there. She from Atlanta?
Nah, she from over there in California.
Oh, you brought her with you on a buddy pass?
Nah, I did flew her in. I flew her in on the pass.
Like, come on, we going go to Atlanta.
You need to get out here. That's where you need to be.
So you weren't taking no Baltimore chick?
Nah, I wasn't.
What if you meet a good one? You taking her with you?
You said what?
I said, what if you meet a good one? You taking her with you?
Baltimore?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm straight.
I'm not wrong with Baltimore women, y'all. Don't do that. Nah, I'm with straight. Baltimore women like that, bro.
I'm just saying, what Baltimore women that you took across the country with you, Doc?
My baby mother. What are you talking about? I just said the first time I went to Vegas, I was with my baby mother.
I'm not saying your baby mother. I'm saying... That's your baby mother. You know,
she wasn't my baby mother at the time. We ain't had a did we have a baby? I don't think we had the baby yet. Well, no, oh, we had to have had a baby, yeah.
I was about to say she next to you or something?
Right. Nah, hell no.
You know when shit going well after the show. She locked
what? Man, We went out, man. My baby mother boring as hell, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. My baby mother boring as hell. But I like that shit, though, because it's balance, for real. Like, I don't need no turn-up queen, bro. Like, I do enough turning up for both of us. Mm. I was sitting at dinner, ready to go to sleep. Like, what the fuck is she? Just,
I was about to fall asleep at the restaurant.
Oh, damn sure it was. She boring as hell. We we in the car. She listened to gospel. It's like 9 o'clock at night. I'm like, yo, you can't change the station.
where you meet at?
I went to middle school with my baby mama, so I know her since middle school.
I'm saying, like, what made you be like, oh yeah, I know she the one?
She was smart, bro. She was smart and a sweetheart. She was top of the class. Top of the class in middle school, top of the class in high school. She went to the UMES. Then she went to medical school. Got a
y'all doctorate. Still love him.
Yeah,
still love him. Still love him. Anybody that break all like that down, he still love him.
97 on Madden, yo. He's still,
yo. You know she's good. Her favorite color is pink. You love her,
but she's sweetheart, yo. She's soft spoken, yo. She went down south for like her college and shit for real. So like she don't got that Baltimore aggressiveness. But I mean, she do have it, but she don't show that side as much for real. So, like, she's sweet, yo, soft spoken. Like, I like that. Like, she it's balanced. Like,
okay. You don't want her to be.
Because I want to say, Ty, like, long as I know you, you had a lot of women, Ty. So it's like, you had a lot of
people. I didn't tell you his name, Ty Hefner.
Yeah, I fucked up a lot of good ones. A lot of good ones.
So it's like, that's what I'm like. What about you, John? You still with Big Shirley?
Hey, ho. Big Shirley. I only dated one big girl, and she wasn't even that big. But I ain't got nothing against big women, because I like a lot, some meat on the bone. But, John, I'm just out here dating right now. I ain't tired of nobody.
Oh, that's shit.
Come out. I'm telling you, John, don't come out until, like, after Christmas. You ain't got buy nobody nothing right now.
Yo, I be trying to tell him, yo, he fall into the trap easy, yo.
Who?
What track? Gustavo.
What track? Because I ain't cuffing none of them.
Whatever. You gonna give somebody some Christmas gifts, nigga.
I ain't gonna lie. I used to talk like how you talk.
I ain't cuffing nothing.
Then when you find out what one of your mans ran through your main shit, you like, but you know that was my personal.
You know I fucked with Shorty.
Nah, it was one. I was getting real comfortable with her. I kept spending that over her house. I was like, nah, because we weren't together. But I was like, yeah, we breaking up because I'm getting too, like, I'm out. Because women know how to get you, yo. They know how to get you, yo. They know how to trap you, yo. They start cooking for you, buying shit.
I had this one chick I dated, and I ain't gonna lie, she was fat too, ugly. But when I'm talking about, boy, she knew how to keep a nigga. She had all the cables. She had NBA 2K. She had that motherfucking. She had the air conditioning unit in her room. Well, I said I ain't going nowhere in this.
See, they be knowing how to get you. They know how to trap your ass. They know what you like and shit. Start finding out shit. Oh, that's what you like. Okay. So you ain't never had a PS5? All right, guys, you guys, just chill out.
My baby mama trying to be a dictator now and shit. I was like, hold up, you're not about to come back in my world and tell me it don't revolve around me. I said, you gonna have to relax. What you talking about? You try to dictate shit. Like, yeah, I don't like that. Like, I ain't had to worry about that shit when we was broken up. You take all that don't like shit back where the fuck you brought it from.
I'm saying, like, you out
fuck with the big girl
dating world, you out here in these streets.
Yeah. Nah, not with the big, yo, you ain't about to pin no big girls on me. That's dead.
I'm gonna tell you like this. Watch what I'm trying to tell you. The big girls gonna be listening to this thing, I'm like, oh. They already know what Ty like. So they know I'm already taking.
So they now it's like you for real. Like they gonna be looking at you.
Yo, don't give him no ideas. This nigga already not focused enough, yo. Like you don't need to be dating nobody. You need to focus on yourself.
Nah, yo, you know it be so, you know what's so crazy, yo? It's certain females that we get into it because they tell me I'm too busy. Like, John, I feel like you ain't gonna have time for me. I'm like, yo, this is the first date.
She John,
like, your vibe is like you busy. That's because, yo, I don't play when it comes to certain stuff, yo.
Yo, you're a different type of busy, yo. You be doing a whole bunch of nothing. Like that's,
you know
like,
what's so crazy? Nah, I told my sister was like, you always doing so. I said, yo, I'm fake busy, yo.
I said, you be I do a whole bunch, yo.
But I don't do nothing. But nigga, don't say it like that, motherfucker.
Yeah, you don't. You be doing a whole bunch of nothing.
Talk about a whole bunch of nothing. Don't say it like that. They know I'm moving.
Moving right around the block, like
I caught you yawning earlier too. Yeah, yo,
so oh yeah, I'm baby.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's about my bedtime. What time is it over there? It's 8, it's 9, 10, 11 over there. Yeah,
it's 11:15.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I'm just getting back. I'm just getting back on my West Coast time. I just got out here like yesterday. I get back into my West Coast clock. Now I'm be calling y'all niggas at 3:00. It's still gonna be 1 over here. Y'all gonna be like, yo, nigga, I was asleep. My phone was gonna do not disturb.
Yeah, well, you called me at 12:00. I said, my shit was gonna do not disturb.
Right, man, it's 10:00 over here. We still up. I'm partying.
You know how it is, bro. You got your girl. Soon my shit light up. Who calling us?
Mm-hmm. Who no, calling sir. That's why I need my. I ain't in a rush to get back with my baby mother. I like my peace of mind.
Oh,
bro.
So you trying to get back with her?
No, we talking.
Yo, y'all gonna get back, yo. Y'all love
me. I said I'm not in a rush.
Yo, it's slowly but surely rush, coming yo. Out, yo. You was talking all that shit about a couple months ago. Like, I'm good, dog. I'm moving on.
She pulled up back to the she came to the show. She came to the show and got me. She got another degree. You know I like smart women.
Hey yo, Ty gonna talk about y'all ain't nobody hit me up at the show to do nothing. You was with your baby mother. That's who you was with.
I actually wasn't, but yeah, man, we gonna say that I was.
That's your alibi. You with your baby mother.
Nah, I was ducked off. I was ducked off after the show.
John, who you was with?
Who I was with?
Chi-Chi. In between Chi-Chi titties.
Nah, I was over there smoking with Chi-Chi, but I left after that. I think that's Sunday. What I do after that? Listen, I forgot what I did. Let me tell you something. I don't need to stop talking about what I do with women on there. Because I did some stupid shit the other day. I did something irresponsible, y'all. I did something very responsible. What you do? So what I did was, you know how everybody got close friends, right? So majority of the people in my close friends is, some of them are like a good amount of them are females that I used to talk to or I did talk to.
Damn, I ain't even your close friends. That's what I am. I'm going to take you straight out with my shit.
Nah, I'm going to throw you in there. Because I was trying to keep strictly females because when I was doing the dude thing, it was kind of like, I don't know. Females respond. They respond better. You know what I'm saying?
You thirst trapping, yo. Yeah, if you thirst trapping, you keep me out of that. Definitely thirst trapping. Yeah, yo. Yeah, I already see how, things. Yo. Hey, J.O., you see how your videos turn, yo? Like, yo, all your videos thirst trap videos now.
I'm looking at them, like, you know, that's my guy. So I'm looking at them and I'm liking them, but I'm like, bro, what we doing? Like, what you
doing? Yo, like the last 4 of them bitches, hey, yo. I'm like, yo, what are you doing, bro?
Yo, cause, yo, the women, they be in my DMs, yo. Yo, be this stuff
fucking little Rico Suave. You turning into Cleon Jr., yo. Hey,
yo, they really be hitting me up. Like, you and Cleon.
Yeah, you and Cleon, boy. You and Cleon, something else, boy. This nigga turned into P. Diddy and shit. Yo, doing a love tour. I say, yo, this nigga Cleon is retarded.
Oh, he doing a love tour?
Yeah, he do. He picking bitches up. I'm like, oh god, he playing Kim in the background every video. Y'all one and the same, though. It's like you just Mexican. You the Mexican Cleo.
Hey, yo, but this is where I messed up at though, yo. I had posted. I had went out with this chick, and I had threw her in the video in my close friends. And like two of the chicks had cut me off. They just stopped responding. They was like, no, that shit not cute. And I was like, oh, damn, my bad. Thought I was going to work. Thought I was reverse psychiatry type shit.
Man. Bro, I do that. I put all the...
But I mean, one of them hit me back up. So I guess she ain't cut me off. I guess she was just mad for the moment.
I put all the women that I want in my close friends just go so they can see I'm dragging.
Yo, do that.
And make them, jealous.
but some of them, but don't be surprised because one girl, she hit me right back. She threw in her close friends. She went on a vacation with this dude. I was like, okay, all right, you slick with it. Okay, I like that. But
I'm mad at you.
But we ain't no couple. If you're not in a relationship, it should be no feelings. It's just everybody and their close friends having fun. You with Samaya. Cool, you got a dude. Come on, yo. Y'all know women out here just like us, yo. I'm back out here in the dating scene. Women just, they players just like us, yo.
That's what I was going to tell you, bro. I was going to say, like, women, I don't know if it's in Baltimore, maybe they don't like that, but I know you go down south, women like that dog shit. Like, they be on that shit. Like, if you come up to them, like, sure, I ain't going to lie. Like, I'm going to just tell you what it is up front. And they be with it. They be with it, bro.
Yo, my brother, my brother, he taught me the game on the motherfucker. Yeah, he be dead ass, like, be like, yo, this what it is. Bop, 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 bop. I be like, yo, you just told her that? I be like, yo, like, why would you tell her that?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Like, when I was in them streets, and when I really was like, you know, when I first jumped out there, like the 3-day weekend of parties, I would be in one city, do Houston Friday, then I do Charlotte Saturday, then I'll turn around and do Philly on Sunday. Bro, I'm in three different hotels. I'm telling shorties out the back, I'm on here for one night. What's up? Like, they would it. They be
If
they see you throw a big party, and you the face of it, and you got some flashing on. Ready, bro.
Hey, yo, J.O. warned me too. He be like, yo, you ain't even see nothing. I'm like, man, these chicks ain't gonna. These chicks ain't gonna be doing that. You wild, unless you know all you heads. You this your party? Yeah. All right, here go my number 443-622. Call me after the show. I'm like, oh,
you shit. Ain't see shit, yo.
Oh, I already know.
That's why I said when you start stepping out a little bit more out of the water, I'm telling you, you gonna see like, oh, this a whole number. That's a whole number situation. Like them chicks and like Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi. Them chicks down there, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Them chicks down there.
They'll rob you, but they bad though.
Yeah.
You said they what?
They'll rob you, but they bad.
They definitely get that problem vibe.
Detroit too.
Detroit.
Bad little joint for Detroit, but she was definitely some hood girl.
No, I did. Detroit shorty annoying as fuck. Annoying boss. That's-